This is James Cooper with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Wheat stripe rust overwinters in Texas and Louisiana wheat and other susceptible grasses where it doesn't quite get cold enough to kill the fungus. Wheat conditions in southern Texas during the winter increases the chances for strong rust outbreaks in the Great Plains, while dry conditions reduces the chances of outbreak. For the most part, Texas and Oklahoma has been experiencing dry weather much like Kansas, and it was already expected to be a below average year for rust. It is very likely that there's already some amount of rust here in Kansas, but there have been nearly no reports of its presence. That being said, the next week is forecasted to be the right temperature and higher humidity levels that would be favorable to stripe rust. Leaf rust and stem rust are other fungal wheat diseases that follow the same general pattern as stripe rust, but there are some differences in conditions they prefer. Stripe rust prefers cooler, humid weather between 50 and 60 degrees and has a hard time when temperatures get above 80. This can be difficult to distinguish between the other various rust diseases unless you have a detailed picture guide for a side-by-side comparison. Even then, misidentification is an easy mistake to make. Protecting the fly leaf prior to heading and during flowering is vital for yield. The need for a fungicide is a calculation of current disease pressure and susceptibility of the variety. The reason to start watching for the disease is to catch it earlier on in the lower leaves, so the upper leaves that actually contribute to yield can't be protected. Many fungicides are labeled not to be sprayed after the wheat head has left the boot, so it's a matter of close timing to spray between the flagleaf emergence and post-boot stage. In hard wheat, we tend to grow a lot of Everest in this part of the state, which has a good amount of resistance to leaf and stem rust, but not so much on the stripe rust. Over the years, K-State has developed a couple of varieties that are meant to take the place of Everest that have a little better resistance to stripe rust, such as Canmark and Zenda, that are worth taking a look at. While soft wheat varieties usually do a fairly good job when it comes to resisting stripe rust, however, there is differences among varieties just like there is in hard wheat. While looking out for rust, there are plenty of other wheat fungal diseases to keep an eye out for, like powdery mildew and Septoria. I've noticed that there are a number of wheat fields that have a yellowed or brown leaves. Largely, this has been caused by dry weather, insects, and is often worst in earlier planted fields. There's a good amount of barley yellow dwarf this year as well. If you have any questions over the wheat diseases or need some help identifying the issues in your wheat, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Cooper with your Extension Crop Report.